This section, crossing the entire Gulf of Mexico basin, reveals the scale of the sediment infilling. The yellow color represents sediments that have filled in the Gulf of Mexico's structural basin. Note that these sediments lie upon continental and ocean crust. Part of the continental crust has been significantly stretched, forming transitional crust as well, but not shown in this diagram. Most of the Gulf of Mexico basin has been entirely filled in with sediments overlying the salt. The two salt provinces can be seen with the Luan Salt, being much larger, located to the north of Texas and Louisiana, and the Campeche Salt, to the south, located off the Mexican Campeche Bank and Yucatan Peninsula. Most of the hydrocarbon extraction from salt-related deposits is found on land that constitutes part of the filled-in component of the Gulf Basin. You can see how small the water component of the Gulf is as compared to the filled-in portion. In this perspective, the Gulf of Mexico is almost completely filled in, with the seafloor spreading, forming ocean crust beginning about 160 million years ago. The Gulf of Mexico became a true ocean basin and was permanently flooded with normal marine salinity seawater, thus ending the salt deposition. With time, the rivers from the surrounding land introduced sediments that buried the salt, providing the large lithostatic load that caused the salt to deform and migrate laterally and vertically.